Thanks, Kim. It was a thorough presentation. I guess, you know, if you look at the uranium price compared to some of the other commodities we cover, there's been real lack of movement over the last year. We've seen copper double. Are you seeing any positive signs in your marketing effort, in the marketing front, that leads us to believe that prices or the weaknesses at least stop? Any positive signs that could see activity increase in the next little while?
And the way, as I talked in the speech, the market right now really is the large consumers, large producers are contracted. What we're going to see for the next couple of years is continued volatility. For example, last year the Chinese were very active buyers in the spot market. That in some form is likely to continue, whether it's the same levels, who knows. But it's just going to be volatile for a while. Cameco's case, as an example, for what we have our identified sources of supply, we're fully contracted through 2016. So, and that's very typical of many. It just isn't big sources of supply or big consumption required for a while. People are you're just going to see a volatile.
Now, on the topic of growth and what to do with the amount of cash, it's pretty safe to say that, you know, the emerging regions for uranium production are in higher political risk jurisdictions.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing Africa and Kazakhstan obviously growing. What's your appetite for political risk companies? You've already got a position in Kazakhstan.
Well, an interesting way to phrase it, we don't actually look at it as sort of a maximum appetite, but much more, well, where are the assets? I repeat, I'll come back in front of any shareholder, and any acquisition that we make, it will be because we're going to get some real value out of that. The jurisdiction, clearly the more risk that you have in a jurisdiction, the better return you should be getting out of it. So we really don't cap it. You're not going to see a fundamental shift out of North America for sure. Saskatchewan with the MacArthur cigar and so on are going to dominate our production portfolio for some time.
Can you give us a few comments then on the what's happening in Australia with the changing political wind and how that may impact?
Well, we are a very large landholder in Australia, Western Australia, where Kintyre is. Clearly a shift in political fortune, if you will. We're quite positive that things will move forward in Australia.
Cigar Lake, I mean, it's quite topical, so it's what I field a lot of questions on. Are we to the point now of getting close to dewatering and the main mine workings?
Yeah. The bottom of the shaft, what I call it, sump pump, about 510 meters below surface. The key element in the remediation, though, is not removing the water, which is about the 480 level, which is the last working area of the mine. What the key element on the critical path is refurbishing that shaft, the main shaft, shaft one, and it's at about three quarters done. And timelines for you, December 17th, we put a release out that said we were half done. January the 21st, they were three quarters done. Math do that for you. But beyond that, we've said in the comment, Getting in the underground and looking at it, we're put between April and October to secure the mine, which means we're ready then to move back into development, that sort of time.
And are you continuing to stop the dewatering, check for water ingress?
All of the time, consistent, all of the time. Amount of water coming into the mine right now, and it varies within a small range, but there's no more water and at times less water than there was back in 2004, 2005. So we're cautious, but very optimistic. Things are working well.
Okay. And I'm again, circling back to growth, options outside of just primary mining.
We'll look at it. For example, you will not see Cameco invest in a power plant as some form of minority partner, bringing money to the table, but nothing else. That would be so far off track. Might come in some opportunity where we would bring, you know, fuel management, fuel supply, where you can make a bigger message out of it or bigger theme. That could be possible, but we're not actually doing it. It's uranium mining. Focus in the company right now, front and center, is moving from 20 to 40 million pounds. Got all those projects. Don't have to buy anything. That's where the emphasis is. That's what we're trying to do. Acquisitions will complement that. They're not substitutes. That's where our focus is.
We have a few more questions, a few more minutes, so we'll open up the floor.
Nah, I have to pass on that one. But it's not our bailiwick. So this year we're expecting the results. We believe that if it does as promised, it will. I'm going to give you a waffle. We believe it will be very positive as to the ability to maybe reprocess some of the tailings. So that remains to be seen. That won't be the focus of it. The focus will be the secure generation of food. And in our business, that's why we got into it. In the fuel cycle, two components where the big value is added is mining and milling and enrichment. Kind of logical to kind of want to be in both. Yes and yes. The point behind the money, the cash that's on our balance sheet now, is 100% focused to go back in our core business, uranium mining. Whether it's because, you know, money after a while gets to be a little bit fungible and you're not really saying which dollars go where. The point, though, is whether it will either contribute to moving from 20 to 40 million pounds or it'll be used in an acquisition if the right opportunity comes along. But mining is, you know, the mining of uranium is the focus. It's much more easier to say what it's not going to do. No widgets or shopping malls or anything goofy on the table.
Got time for one more?
Okay. Thank you.